Hi everyone, it's 10:38 a.m. It is Monday, June 19th. So over the weekend, I went to an NFB meeting and then we went out for lunch afterwards, and I took Uber both ways, which was nice because I didn't have any time limits. And I'm going out with my friend after work on Thursday, and I'm going to use Uber again because I don't have to worry about, going all over the place and having to be home in time for my paratransit. I can just call the Uber when I'm ready to go, and then I might get there a little before she does and just relax. Not too much, but I might get there a little earlier just to relax, because she can't leave until 5 anyway, because she has to take care of her dogs and stuff before she leaves. So I'm gonna use it again just because it's easier. I will still use paratransit, just not as much as I used to. I might even use Uber to go to the office. I'm just going to... Today I'm off. My mom went to the beach with a friend because Juneteenth is actually today. So a lot of people actually have the Monday off, which is today. And I don't know why we had the Friday off, but we were like the only ones who had the Friday off. And then I'm off again on Wednesday, and my mom is taking a half day because she has a doctor's appointment. And then I'm working Tuesday and Thursday. I'm in the field, and then Friday I'm working from home. So yeah, I have one of these days I'm going to show you guys, probably sometime this week, what I've packed so far for vacation. And my dad's going to be in town in a couple weeks, and we're going to stay over. So it's going to be, I'm going to use the bag that I'm going to use for my personal item. I'm going to just take that, because I'll have my toiletries in there that I'm going to need. So I'll just use that. But yeah, I'm just going to hang out today. I'm going to order something off DoorDash, and I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It's 9:43 a.m. It is the next day. It's Tuesday, June 20th. I'm on my way to work. My driver just stopped into ShopRite to use the restroom. I was supposed to have another driver, but she called out sick, so I have somebody else, and she lives about an hour and a half away from me. So she was an hour late picking me up just because of traffic and everything. And so now it's going to make my whole day run late, but that's out of my control. So I have two appointments. One is a training, one is a delivery and orientation. And and then I'll be home. So I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It is 2:35 p.m. It's a lot later. I'm home now. I should have been home a little bit later, but the lady I went to see to deliver her laptop to her, there was an issue with the computer. It was like jumping around all over the place. And I even tried in case maybe she made a mistake, but it was just jumping around everywhere. And it was just wasn't working right. So I have to swap it out. And I'm going to... Right now I'm going to do laundry because I didn't expect to be home yet, and I'm going to take care of the dogs. My mom actually has a little bit of a later day, so I'm going to just get some stuff done around here, maybe read my book, and I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 6:10 a.m. It is the next day. It's Wednesday, June 21st. So I didn't really do too much today. I just had my therapy session and just did a couple things for work. But today I want to show what I've packed so far for vacation. So I guess I'll start with the duffel bag because I have some stuff out. So I have my fanny pack that I'm going to be using for every day when we explore. And this has a lot of pockets. So I was going to use the back pocket, like the one that's going to be right up against me for like the money stuff, like my wallet. Unfortunately, that's not going to really fit in there. So I don't know what I'll use that for yet. But I also have the other, it has two main compartments, which is nice. So this first compartment in here, I have, it does have card slots as well, which is nice. So I have tissues. I have an EpiPen. I'm not going to take everything out. I have an EpiPen because I'm allergic to bees. I have hand sanitizer, chapstick. Then I have a battery pack. I will take this out, but I have a battery pack because we're going to be doing stuff. We're going to be using our phones a lot for Google Maps and stuff. And sometimes that stuff, that eats your battery more than usual. So this is by the brand Charmass. I think I'm saying that right. It has USB-C. It charges via USB-C. And I do have the cord in here too. And then it has a little button that you press to turn it on. It's on the other side. But I used this once before, and basically you just plug the phone and it starts charging and has a lightning connector. I don't have to take the case off, and it's nice that there's no cord, so I don't have to like plug something into it. So the lightning connector has this cap that comes off. I just took it off and then just goes back on. I might also charge my AirPods with it, and it's nice because with some portable chargers, you have to take the case off. I'm happy that with this, I don't have to do that. So yeah, I have that. And then I have in the internal zipper compartment, I'm not going to open it, but you just have the cord for the portable charger. And I will have a brick with me so I can like charge it in the room, which I'll show you that in a minute. But that's just if I want to charge it in the room, just so I know where it is. It's all, everything's together. But it's basically just a cord that's a few inches long, so I'm not going to take that out. Then the compartment in the front here, this is the other bigger compartment. I'm going to keep like my money stuff I have here. I got this in my FabFitFun box. It's a little purse thing, so you unzip it. Then inside you can keep like a couple credit cards. And then it has a window for you to keep your ID. You could probably even put a passport in here. I don't have a passport, but you could probably put that in here too. It's small enough where it would fit. And then it has a little key ring on it so you can hook it onto something, but I'm just going to have it in this bag. And then this compartment's where I'm going to keep like all the money stuff. So it does have card slots in both of the pockets. So I'm going to put in here my credit card, my ID, and my debit card, just so that I have my cards in here. And then it does have a compartment in the front, at the very front. It has a small compartment, and this is just, again, just for some little things. Yeah, I mentioned I have tissues in here, like pocket tissues, and this front compartment's for little things. I do have, I don't know yet, I haven't decided, I might put some dog waste bags in here because they make good trash bags. So if I'm out on the go, if I eat something, if I have to use one of the tissues or something, I have that. Then I have here, I'm going to put this back in here in a sec, but then here I have toiletries. This is basically, well, it could be a toiletry bag too, but this front compartment here has, little waterproof pockets. So if you wanted to put like your sponges, like for makeup, it's supposed to be a makeup bag, but I'm using it for toiletries. Then the main part is where I have all my toiletries, and there are a couple mesh pockets in here. I don't have anything in them, so I have everything in the main part here. These are all travel sized. I'm not checking anything. So I have shampoo, a bunch of shampoo, lotion, conditioner. Well, not conditioner, 2-in-1. So it's shampoo with conditioner in it. A medicine dropper, a little container that has some vegetable capsules from when I would use my essential oils. I don't know if I'm going to keep this in here because it does take up space. Shampoo and conditioner, toothpaste, toothbrush. I have in here, I'm going to see if I can find this. I just put it in here. Yeah, here it is. It's
it's very little, probably not even an ounce. It's called Poopery. The name speaks for itself, especially because I'm going to be sharing a hotel room. So then I have body wash, so shampoo, stuff like that. Then I have two things in here of travel sunscreen. Each one is 3 ounces, so they're 6 ounces altogether, but they're each 3 ounces, so I'm not going to get it taken away for having two of them. So there's only going to be one in here at a time, because when I go away, when we're doing stuff, I'm going to have the other one with me. So that's going to go in my fanny pack, and I will have the other one. I'll just have it just like with me, so I won't have two things of sunscreen in here, because yes, it will take up space. And we were thinking about buying a sunscreen while we're down there just to share, but then we can't take it back with us if we don't use all of it. So yeah, I'm going to just close this, and then I'm going to show you guys what else I have in the duffel bag so far. So it just has side pockets, which I don't have anything in the side pockets. The main part, there's a few pockets like all around it. And I have a hairbrush in here. And then in the internal, it has an internal compartment. And in here, I'm not gonna open this just because there's not much really to see, but I just have in here a couple of kitchen garbage bags for dirty clothes and a phone charger. It's a double one. It has a USB-A and a USB-C port on it. So the other one, I can use one to charge my battery pack. I'm not bringing my tech organizer just because it's going to take up a lot of space, and I don't want to take up space. And then I'm also going to take a pair of AirPods, obviously. My keys, like all that stuff is going to get packed when the trip gets closer. So I'm just putting this stuff back in here. And then I have more stuff to show in here. There's not much else in here, but I'm still going to show like all the pockets. Okay, so then that's closed. So I'm just gonna close that pocket, and this duffel bag and the toiletry bag that I'm using and the makeup bag are by the brand eBags. Then it has a trolley sleeve in the back so you can put it on a suitcase. And then this front compartment here, it doesn't have anything in it. Well, at the moment, it has a mask. I have a mask in here. I put that in there because just in case, you never know if like they ask me to wear it in the airport or something. I had it in there for my last vacation, but as you know, we didn't end up going, so I just kept it in here. So it does have a little loop where you can hang your keys. But in this front compartment, I'm going to use this for whatever I need in the airport. So that's going to be my AirPods, my ID, some money so I can get some food, because I'm probably going to want to get there early so I can get some food. So just things that I'm going to use in the airport so I can just quickly grab it and I don't have to open this whole bag. So in this bag is also going to be, and also in the side pocket here, I have a spare cane. I don't know if I'm going to keep that in there because it could fall out. Then I also have, I'm also going to use this bag for like anything I bring home with me, any like souvenirs I get, and anything that I'm going to want on the plane. So that way I don't have to worry about going in the overhead. And then I'm using the same backpack. So this front compartment here, I don't have anything in. Don't have anything in the top compartment either. And then this main compartment, this that has other things, other compartments in it, has a spot for you to put your keys. It has It does have some other, I have another tech organizer in here, some charging bricks. I think I might take those out because, like I said, they take up a lot of space. And then I'm also in this compartment here. I just have a whistle and folding scissors. Then it has some pockets. It has a little stretched pocket, and then it has another little mesh compartment. I don't have anything in here. And then in the main part, I'm not going to open it just for time's sake. I've shown this several times, this bag. But I have in here my packing cubes. I don't think I'm going to use them just because they take up a lot of space. And I don't want to take too many things that's going to take up a lot of space. So that's just basically what I have so far. I will be packing more stuff when it gets closer. I'll be showing more of what I packed. So I will talk to everyone later.
Hi everyone, it's 10:40 a.m. It is Thursday, June 22nd, so I'm just sitting here. My driver just went into McDonald's to use the restroom, but we were really early because we had to stop at the office first because I had to drop off a laptop, and then I had to pick up three laptops. I had seven of them at my desk, but I'm going to take the others next week, so... Yeah, but I have my two appointments. We're going to go to Wawa for lunch in between, and then I'm going to head home. So I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It's 3:20 p.m., so I'm now home. I had my two appointments. I went to the office. I got three out of the four laptops, three out of the seven that I needed, so... I'm going to get the rest next week because I don't need them until the week after next. So, and it would have been ridiculous to take home all seven of them. So, yeah, we went to my first appointment, and then we went to Wawa, and I got a chicken cheese steak. I got a a Coke, and then I got these things. We thought they were Doritos, but they were these like lemon chili fries or something like that. They were chips, but they were very spicy. Like, my mouth was on fire because at first I didn't know they were spicy. I was like, oh yeah, these are okay. And then I was like, as I was eating them, they were spicy. So I'm never getting those again. But yeah, I'm just going to hang out for the rest of the night, and I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it is 4:47 p.m. I'm on my way to meet my friend for dinner at the Cheesecake Factory. I'm using Uber, she's using paratransit, so I'm just sitting here, just on my way, and I'm going to be there early, but I wanted to relax a little bit. Stuff. I didn't really have much to do for work today, so I was just hanging out most of the day. I just had one client, but we finished. We were just wrapping up, and then I had another client who had to cancel, so I didn't really have much to do. And then I scheduled a couple of people, so yeah, I just did a couple things, but I just was hanging around for the rest of the day, so I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it is 5:20 p.m. It is same day. I've been here for a little while. I got dropped off like 10 minutes ago. Uber driver dropped me off next door at Barnes & Noble. So I had someone actually walk me over here, which is right next door. They're very close to each other, so it wasn't a far walk. But I don't think that driver spoke much English. But this is much better than paratransit because I went straight there. Didn't have to worry about any shenanigans or anything like that. So, yeah, I wanted to get here first and relax a little. And I will, like I said, I didn't have much work to do, so I want to relax a little bit. But I will talk to everyone later. My friend's window starts at 9, so I'll probably be, go home later. His window starts at 9, so I'll probably wait outside with her. And then her window to get here starts at 5:45, so yeah, hopefully she doesn't have too many shenanigans or anything like that. But we were actually going to do this yesterday, but she blocked out of times. She didn't have any good times. So we just decided to do it today because she got times that were, they weren't the best, but they were better than, I guess, whatever time she would have gotten yesterday. So yeah, like I said, she doesn't want to use Uber right now. So yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's about 10:15 right now. I'm home. I've been home for about a while. I've been home since about 9:45. So it was much better taking Uber. Didn't have to deal with any shenanigans with public transportation, anything like that. So I didn't record on the way home just because I was playing. I was playing Dice World the whole time, and I just wasn't recording. So I will talk to everyone next week.